Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspector Gadgets. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. On the phone, it is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times, who is an annoying person because he just got a brand new aircon.
Aircons are great. It's a very worthwhile investment. I'm sure you'd agree.
No, I do not. It's because I have children who think that air conditioning should be on all the time, everywhere.
Yeah. Well, before we bore our listeners by talking about aircons, I mean, I'm sure everyone loves their aircons, but they don't want to hear about it. We should get on to gaming. So we're just talking about gaming today.
Okay, we're talking about gaming, which I know nothing about except, okay, I have one big confession. I have one game, and that is a baseball game where I can pretend to be the owner of a baseball team and I can build baseball teams and then, you know, have games.
That's actually legitimate. Do you know that many people... No, don't lie. Many people buy a console for a particular game. They may buy extra games, more than one game. But often it's one key game that drives the purchase of the console, whether or not it's FIFA, which is the famous football computer game, or something else. So that's totally legitimate.
Okay, so mine is MLB. Well, there are two reasons why I have a console in my house. Well, there are many consoles in my house, I've already told you this. But in my living room, there's only two reasons why there's one in my living room. One, for the MLB game that I play. And two, to actually watch MLB games live from the US. Clearly, mine is a baseball house.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure everyone is quite as focused as you are.
And baseball season is coming to an end, so, you know, whatever. But I do know that gaming is a big thing, and it is a bonding thing. I will give this to my husband and my sons. If it wasn't for the Xbox and the PlayStation, they'd probably have nothing to talk about.
There you go. And I want to bond with my sons, and I have no consoles in my house at all. So I'm angling for a new console one of these days.
Well, you know, if you're thinking that you're going to send your wife to me to try to help convince her, don't.
Hey, but you just said... Oh, never mind.
All right. New releases, Xbox, PlayStation. They're coming out in the next couple of months, right?
Yes. And we mentioned them briefly last Friday. Mm. That's because pre-orders for the PlayStation started on Friday. Okay. And pre-orders for the Xbox kicked off on Tuesday.
Okay.
So guess what? The PlayStation 5 pre-orders were sold out really quickly on Friday. And the Xbox Series X pre-orders seem to be all out already. If you go to Amazon Singapore, you can't pre-order the Series X. You can still pre-order the Series S if you want. But the one you really want, the X, is, well, the pre-orders are sold out. You snoozed, you lost, you can't pre-order one. You just have to wait, like everyone else, until they're officially launched in November. Yes.
That's like 2 months away. Well, depending on how you count.
Yeah. But do you know why you want one of these? So other than the fact that, many people still work from home. Yes, we're gradually moving to, well, some places are gradually moving to a bit more of a hybrid. You can now work from home half the time if that suits your company and your work arrangement, as well half the time in the office. But that's still more time at home than before. So I think a PlayStation or an Xbox would see more use than before, right? And remember, we talked about games. So you're an MLB player. So many people buy PlayStations for the Final Fantasy series of games. So Sony and Square Enix, the developer for Final Fantasy, unveiled Final Fantasy 16. We don't know when it'll be out, but it's going to be an exclusive for the PlayStation 5. So if you are a Final Fantasy fan, well, now you have a reason to hanker for PlayStation 5. Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea what that means because I told you I don't play those games.
Okay.
What is Fallout? Who's this Fallout?
Yeah, so this references the earlier news point you mentioned about Microsoft buying the parent company of Bethesda Softworks, basically the game developer for some rather famous titles, such as Fallout. Mm-hmm. And even though we don't know the fallout, no pun intended, of that acquisition yet, we can surmise that there might be some exclusives from the Xbox from that purchase. We don't know yet, okay? But it might be.
Was it available previously for PlayStation?
I think it was, and for PC as well. So the question is, you know, what happens now? We don't know. So there's a question mark. You might have to buy an Xbox if you like some of those high-profile games.
Mm-hmm. And Fallout being the biggest hit. I mean, look, I'm not a gamer, and I know Fallout, so it's got to be a huge hit.
It's a huge hit, and you don't even have to wait for the new one to come out. So there's Fallout 4, which was launched a few years ago, but that will run in an upgraded version on your Xbox Series X or Xbox Series S. So, no, X, but not S. So, yes, that might be an additional reason to buy an Xbox Series X. And look, you know, in the old days, it used to be that if you were a serious gamer, you needed to buy a PC, because that's where you got the best graphics. Guess mm-hmm. what?
Yep, yep.
The Xbox Series X has better graphics than the current state of the art in PC gaming. Right? So that's a big deal. That's a very big deal. And if you look at how much graphics cards cost these days, so the AMD top of the line, the Gigabyte Radeon RX 5700 XT, 8 gigabyte is $722. That's just for the graphics card alone from Lazada. NVIDIA's top of the line RTX 3080 is $1099 on Lazada and out of stock. You can't even find it. So that's more than $1,000 for a graphics card. So when you realize that the Xbox Series X is just $699.99, so it's just under $700. That's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal.
So I have no idea what the difference is between MLB or Xbox. Is there a difference between PlayStation or Xbox?
Yeah. So other than it's mostly the games, really. It's mostly the games. So there are some exclusives. A lot of them play across both platforms. A selling point that looks interesting is that the Xbox seems to guarantee more backward compatibility. So let's say you have a whole bunch of games, or you're interested in playing some of the older games. So the Xbox might be a better bet because there seems to be more robust support for older games. Backward compatibility is what they call it. So out of the box, the Xbox might give you a larger library of games to play. But again, it's about that deal breaker. If you are a Final Fantasy fan, it looks like you need to buy a PS5. Okay. Or you need to buy both, like in your household.
Yeah, bite your tongue. Mm-hmm. These things got quiet whenever I had my back turned, like I had to go travel to go attend a conference or whatever. When I came back, there would be a new console. So COVID-19 has been good in my household for that reason, since I can't leave and I can't travel.
It's a good investment because these things last for years. No, they last for years. It's not like some gadgets, for example, say a phone. Very often it's a new phone every year. Hey, we're talking about a decade's worth of useful life out of mm-hmm. one of these consoles. But let's say you don't give up.
Have these arguments helped with the wife?
As I mentioned earlier, I still do not have a console at home. But I have a decade. I have a decade to work on that.
You have a decade to work on that, okay. And soon enough, your son will be able to add to the chorus.
Yeah. But, I mean, the reality is many people play games on their phones and they need a mobile solution. You know what? The Nintendo 3DS, this was Nintendo's big portable gaming console before the Switch.
I was surprised to find out that Nintendo was even still around.
What are you talking about? They are still huge in terms of both developing games and making hardware. Yeah.
Yeah, well, do you see where my gaming world ended when I was a kid and it was a Nintendo console?
Okay, time to educate you. So just now we talked about the Xbox and the PlayStations. Those are, I guess you'd call them desktop consoles. You leave them in your house, you bring them somewhere, you plug them in.
Right.
But Nintendo is the current king of portable consoles. The Nintendo Switch, launched a few years ago, is the most popular portable gaming console.
But isn't that
you can
what
get
your phone
one
is
for about $500. Well, interesting you should mention that. So phones are great because you have it with you. But there's nothing quite like the physical controls, the buttons, the directional keypads and joysticks. They make gaming easier. And guess what? Razer just launched their Razer Kishi, controller package for the iPhone. So think of it as boxes you basically clip on the side, clip around your iPhone, and then you can actually have buttons and control pads to play your games. So it's sort of the best of both worlds. You get your phone, but you get the buttons, the physical buttons, and the joystick to move stuff around.
Okay.
That's $160 from Razer's website and $149 from the Apple Store Singapore website. There's a version for Android as well. So the iPhone version just launched, but the Android version came out earlier. That's $130, $129.90 from Razer's website. And that basically turns your Android phone into a console in the sense that you get physical controls. And the physical controls make a big difference.
To a gamer?
Well, to anyone, because otherwise you have to stare at the screen and figure out where that arrow is. You have to tap on the screen. You can't actually use your fingers to feel where you're going. Yeah, big difference.
Okay. Now, going back to the Xbox and the PlayStation, one more thing that I use it for is I use it to link all my various TV watching things, like Netflix and was it? What is the alternative to Netflix?
Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime and all of that stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all linked to, I think, the PlayStation in my living room, so I can just decide what I want to watch. I'm going to still be able to do that with the new ones? Or is it going to give me more options?
You should at least have the standard options. I mean, all the details for what will be bundled with these consoles in Singapore is not out yet. But I think it's pretty much a given that the basics, namely Netflix, etc., will work. Whether or not we get extras, that's still the question mark. But it can still very much be that media hub in the middle of your house.
It is my media hub in the middle of my house, yes.
Yeah, which is precisely why you may want to pay extra for the versions with the Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive so they can use it to watch movies.
Okay, I'll get right on that. Except you already said that the early bird registration is pretty much sold out.
Yeah, out of luck. The pre-orders are sold out.
The pre-orders are sold out. So I'll have to wait with all the rest of Singapore and the world for November.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's November 19th for the PlayStation 5.
Okay.
And November 10th for the Xbox Series X and Xbox Series
S. So basically what you're saying is the Xbox is coming out before the PlayStation.
That's right.
By
9 days. Yeah.
Do you have an early bird order in?
No, I didn't manage to pre-order. I have a long-term strategy here. So I did mention earlier that these consoles will pretty much last a decade before, roughly. No one knows, but that's the trend.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly another decade before they go obsolete.
Right.
That means next year there might be a sale. There might be a special bundle. And then I can jump in.
Next year, your wife may need to go for an overseas conference.
Next year, my wife might finally say yes.
She doesn't have to say yes if she goes for an overseas conference.
Ah.
Do you see how my family did it? My family of men.
Thanks for the advice there. Appreciate that, Clarissa. I always knew you had my back.
That's all the advice I'm ever going to give you. And on that note, before she tracks me down and hurts me, this has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3 with Christopher Lim, digital editor of The Business Times. I'm Clarissa Montero. Stay with us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.